Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 252 for Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up Tuesday, as a rally in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to provide support. Canola is up $4 to $7, the March contract up $4.80 at $456.20 per ton. Heavy index fund buying in the U.S. grains and oilseeds pulled up the bean complex today, and the gains there encouraged some speculative buying in the Canadian market as well. Advances in European rapeseed futures, steady end-user demand, and relatively favorable chart signals also provided some support. However, the Canadian dollar was showing significant strength today, moving up by over a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. The stronger currency did temper the upside potential in canola, as it should cut into crush margins and make exports less attractive. Scale-up farmer selling as more canola starts to move in Western Canada also served to put some pressure on the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all posted large gains, with index fund buying a feature south of the border. Investors were putting their money back into commodities. Gains in crude oil and a sharp drop in the U.S. dollar provided the catalyst for that rally in the ag markets. Soybeans are up 13 to 28 cents, the March contract up 25 at $9.85 per bushel. In addition to the speculative money, soybeans were also supported by solid export demand and by uncertain South American production prospects. Brazilian weather conditions are turning dry once again, and there are some concerns that actual yields in the country could end up below expectations. However, production in the continent should still be large. Private forecasters Informa Economics released some updated forecasts today, pegging Brazil's soybean crop at a record 93.5 million tons. That was unchanged from an earlier guess, but would still be more than 7 million tons ahead of last year. Argentina's soybean crop is estimated at 57 million tons. That was up 1.5 million from an earlier forecast. Corn was up 14 to 16 cents, the March contract up 16 at $3.85 per bushel. The gains in crude oil contributed to the strength in corn, with demand from the ethanol sector also providing some support. The big South American crops did slow the advances. Informa raised its forecasts for South American corn production, citing improving crop conditions. Wheat, meanwhile, is up 18 to 24 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 20 at $5.12 per bushel. Declining crop ratings in parts of the U.S. southern plains contributed to the rally in wheat. Oversold price sentiment and some bargain hunting from end users was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.